The doors of St. Michael's Cathedral in downtown Springfield were open for people to come in and silently pray. The quiet contemplation was interrupted briefly by the gentle ringing of bells marking the end of the observance of a minute of silence. Among the people praying was Sherry Wojcik, who was wearing the blue and yellow jacket given to all official Boston Marathon runners this year. She said she came to the church because she wanted a sense of closure.
Somebody was with us, watching over all of us. Absolutely.
Wojcik, who is from Ware and ran the marathon as part of a group that raised money for a charity, said she definitely will run next year. Margarita Monroe of Springfield was wearing a Red Sox jersey to show solidarity with the people of Boston.
I am a big Boston fan, and I'm all supportive of Boston, and I'm really strong when it comes to Boston people, and I really put my heart out to them.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno also took part in the silent observance.
The silence sent a tremendous message, really.
Earlier in the day, a small group of people gathered in Court Square Park in downtown Springfield for a vigil in memory of the Boston bombing victims. There were songs and prayers.
Just call on your brother when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Reverend Charlotte Quadio of Christ Community Church in Chicopee talked about the emotions she felt after hearing the news about the bombing a week ago.
When the bombs went off, my chest tightened and my heart started beating faster and my breathing quickened and my hands started to sweat. I had a very physical reaction to what my eyes were seeing.
Quadio led the gathering in reciting the 23rd Psalm.
He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Also, Brother Johnny Muhammad of Muhammad Mosque No. 13 in Springfield urged people to reject what he called propaganda about Islam.
And I hope and pray that we can come together in peace to avoid any problems that may come to our city. That marathon could have taken place anywhere in the country. Unfortunately, it was our brothers and sisters in Boston.
The alleged bombers are from Chechnya, a majority Muslim former Soviet republic long at odds with Russia. Law enforcement officials are reportedly exploring possible overseas extremist ties the suspects may have had. Bob Kay of Agawam said he came to the Springfield vigil because he wanted to show support for the victims and gratitude to law enforcement.
Basically, it's one of the most unbelievable events in the history of the state, not to mention Boston, and I think the people on a whole expressed a lot of stuff privately, but I think it's important to be seen publicly and make a statement by your physical presence.
The vigil was organized by a coalition of grassroots social justice groups to bring about healing and to promote peace. It was inspired by 8-year-old Martin Richard, who died in the bombing and had written on a poster, "No more hurting people." Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Todd Hill, WAMC News.